from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's always interesting because Mike and I were talking about this the other day, that with the offensive line, how every year that's, you know, you guys are like, oh, not good enough, not good enough. But then offensively, we're a pretty good offense the last 2 years, and a number of you guys have talked about how the guys have improved. You know, those guys on the offensive line have worked their tails off. We feel confident in them. The coaching staff believes in them, and Butch and Mike and Frank have done a great job, and Lem, in helping those guys develop and work. And so I think the important thing is they all work together. It's a really cohesive unit, and just watching them work together is great every day. They hang out together, so it's a very close-knit unit. That said, yeah, we'll add someone to the practice squad like we always do. And just for your information, we released Jack Driscoll recently because we claimed Grant Dubose, wide receiver, and so that was the roster move for him. Jack's a good kid, worked his tail off. It's just unfortunately a numbers crunch for us. But we're confident in the offensive line. So again, you know, it's just one of those. It's, you know, Mike and I just, we always kind of chuckle, you know. I know you guys made a joke about me saying that you guys are more worried about it than we are. But internally, that's how we feel about our group here as a team.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
All right, Dolphins general manager Chris Greer there. It's time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
Good God. Shop on
Toyota's. Indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Let it rip, Joe.
You know, Perk, before you write stuff, you and Dave Hyde at the Sun Sentinel, I just kind of sit back and laugh. No, just kidding. I had to get that in. Perk, how you doing this morning? What's going on?
Joe, man, I'm in a good mood. I'm sitting here. I'm ready to write my annual column on the Dolphins seating chart in the locker room. You know, Mike McDaniel, he doesn't seat offensive linemen with offensive linemen. He likes to mix it up, but I'm listening to your show, and now you got me all fired up about Chris Greer again, Joe. I had been calm. I had settled down. I was over it. Now I'm all fired up again.
Well, boy, I tell you what, you weren't the only one at that paper. Dave Hyde also letting it rip. So, and by the way, the theme from all you guys and everybody, and I had Bo on, and he said he's a little concerned about the O-line too, if there's a part of the team. And yet they kind of said they sit back and laugh at, I guess, that we're worrying about the wrong thing, to put it nicely. What do you think, Perk?
Well, that's a ridiculous statement. But here, I will tell you this, Joe. My column today was saying, stop blaming the players for the interior offensive line problem. You got to blame Greer and Mike McDaniel. Like, this is their design. And as I pointed out, Joe, they don't have any true centers and only two true guards. Well, that's not true. Andrew Meyer, the undrafted rookie this year, is a true center. Lester Cotton and Robert Jones are true guards. They're both undrafted. But your centers have been converted guards, right? Aaron Brewer and Connor Williams. Your guards have been converted tackles. Isaiah Wynn, Liam Eichenberg, Rob Hunt. Like, they don't prioritize center and guard. It's just, we'll just get three guys in here. Whatever position they play, we'll put them in there. And look, Chris Greer is kind of correct, right? Because last year, the offensive line, they allowed 31 sacks, fourth fewest in the league, and they were sixth in rushing at 135 yards per game. But there's problems there, right? You can't run short yardage up the middle because your guys aren't equipped for that. Chris Greer did explain that their offensive linemen, they want them more athletic than bulky because they run that outside zone. But that's a big deficiency on the team, and I'm sick of seeing Liam Eichenberg ripped by fans and media. It's not Liam's fault. He's out there busting his butt. Like, Liam gives a damn. He's not out there saying, oh, well, I don't care. Liam gives a damn. You got to blame Greer and McDaniel for this.
By the way, I got to tell you, man, if there's a group of guys that care, the offensive linemen, I'm through the years, you can say whatever, you know, those guys are kind of quiet group. Those guys care, though. Those guys, they are a tight group. They always are, you know, through the years. It seems to me most of them, except for Jonathan Martin, but the rest of them have all been pretty tight with each other through the years. So here we go. Teron at left tackle, Robert Jones at left guard. Aaron Brewer, if he's back ready, I penciled him in at center early. Liam Eichenberg back to right guard. And Austin Jackson, a right tackle. You reading it the same way to start with?
Yep, I am. I am. And look, I've come to the side of Greer on the offensive line. I think this problem is overhyped and overblown. Like, look, Joe, and this column is coming too, maybe in the next week, that the big problem with this team is the offense. And people will fight me on this, Joe, and you know I go to this all the time. The Dolphins 1-6 last year against playoff teams. The average score of those games was opponent 32, Dolphins 16. The worst in the league of any playoff team. The next worst was Dallas getting outscored 28-24. I mean, 32-16? Yeah. Like, you have the number 10 defense in the league. Why are you allowing 32 points per game? You have the number one offense in the league. Why are you only scoring 16? Yo, in those 7 games against playoff teams, Tua has 8 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. Tyreek has no 100-yard games. Jalen Waddle, no 100-yard games, no touchdowns. Raheem Mostert, 1 rushing touchdown. Out of the 18 he scored, setting a franchise record, 1 rushing touchdown against the playoff team. Joe, your best players need to play better in the bigger games. And your offense, I really, really like Mike McDaniel. I truly respect him and his intelligence and his insight and his foresight. He's a revolutionary, but I've got to be convinced that this offense works, Joe.
Did you read Dave Hyde's article?
Yep, I did.
What were your thoughts? He went after the general manager pretty good, Chris Greer. What'd you think?
I think it's correct. Look, this isn't the first time for Hyde. Hyde did this last year also, and that – Hyde thinks that Chris Greer needs to be held more accountable for this rebuild and for this. You know, they haven't won a playoff game, obviously, in 24 years, and the last 2 years are when the hopes have been really, really high. And, look, you look at some of the flaws in this team, and I know, you know, everybody points to offensive line as one of them. This is on Chris Greer, and I've talked to Hyde about this, and one of his things is Chris Greer has no vision. And I think this was a line in the column in a sport that you need vision from your executives, that Greer kind of goes along with whatever the head coach wants to do. And the problem with that is when Adam Gase is in here, you're doing one thing, and then when Brian Flores comes in, you're doing another, and then when Mike McDaniel comes in, you're doing another, and you need different groups of personnel, so you got to start all over again. And so where we are, there kind of needs to be an overarching theme, right? Like Baltimore, we're going to play some defense and run the ball. And so that's what you recruit to. But I think Hyde's thing is Greer kind of sticks his finger in the air and sees which way the wind is blowing. And that's why you've got kind of this chaos and disarray for the last, you know, whatever number of years you want to say, 4, 5, 8, whatever.
So I do want to go back to that. That's a really interesting question. So the rebuild started, in my opinion, Brian Flores' first year when we went through the Rosen-Fitzpatrick thing and the coach said, screw that, I'm going to win every frigging game I can, and that's the way it is, and I don't care. And then the next 2 years, and you know the treatment and all the stuff that's come out recently. We'll get into that in a second. But to me, when we had all those draft picks, that's when this thing started. This thing about it just started with Mike McDaniel's crap, man. This thing started, we got a lot of good players in those drafts before. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do agree with that. You know, Hyde looks at it like you do. He looks at this as, I think he said, the fifth year of the rebuild or whatever it is. I start the clock with Mike McDaniel, but either way, Hyde's contention, and I do agree with it. I think Mike McDaniel should be held more responsible. Hyde thinks that Chris Greer for the big picture, and I can't disagree with Hyde because, look, Greer is the common link, right? I mean, he's the guy who has been here, and you're still kind of stuck in the mud. And, look, I heard you saying, Joe, that about the Super Bowl hopes, you can't think that the team has done well. They met a minimal standard, I guess you could say, by making the playoffs. But this team should have won a playoff game by now. I know it's only been 2 years.
Yeah,
but
my
it's been
gosh.
2 years. Yeah. Well, I'm just talking about the McDaniel teams, and Joe, this goes beyond injuries. I asked Chris Greer about the injuries yesterday, and he said we won't use that as an excuse. But I mean, and he's right. They, in those seven games that they go 1-6, they were outscored by 110 points, Joe. I mean, that's ridiculous. Yeah, no. Like, how does all this happen? Where is your offense? Why are you not scoring more points? Why are you not putting pressure on the other teams with your great offense? It doesn't work against the good teams, and that's my problem with this team.
All right, so we've been talking a lot about you, man. I don't know if your ear's been burning up, but that Brian Flores old school, Mike McDaniel new school. Yeah. I actually got in a debate, Seth Levitt, actually, we got into it. Bo and I and Seth are going at it, and he goes, but Mike got to a playoff game, but we lost, and we're going back. Look what you stirred up. You must got an unbelievable reaction to that little article you threw up in the Sun Sentinel, my man.
Seth calls me like once a week.
One thing about Seth, I get that too. When I say something, he goes, "Did you really say that?" Yeah, no. Seth will call your ass out. Yeah,
he will. And we were on the phone for like 30 minutes debating this thing, and it finally ended when his wife told him, "You got to go somewhere. Get off the phone." Me and Seth go at it. And so Seth's big thing was, how can you say that Flo had a better result from the season? And my thing is, look, Flo got more out of his teams relative to the talent on the roster. And my contention is, and Seth was saying, but, you know, 11 wins compared to 10 wins. And I was like, my thing is, if Kansas City wins 9 games this year and Carolina wins 8, who do you think had the better result from the season? It's Carolina.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, Kansas City won more games, but they wouldn't have had a better result. That's a disappointing result. So that's kind of my whole thing. Like, oh, yeah, Seth, me and Seth are – and, you know, me and Seth go back to 2000, my first year on the Dolphins, and he was working for the media relations, Harvey Green. So I've known Seth for more than 20 years, but, oh, Seth will call me out in a second.
No, he's
on the phone.
He is definitely the police officer for sure. So I got to ask you, man, what was the reaction when you wrote that? Because it was really interesting, because you start thinking, well, Mike's definitely got a lot more out of Tua Tagovailoa than Brian did the first couple years. But so Fitzpatrick played some of his best football of his career. So I understand both sides of it. But what was the reaction from people that read the article?
Oh, I got ripped.
Joe. Okay, I didn't know. No, I don't know that stuff.
And I understand it. Here's another one of my things. Mike McDaniel is a sacred cow in this town, and he shouldn't be. Like, if there's a sacred cow, it should be Pat Riley, but he gets criticized, or he gets – and I don't – look, and I shouldn't say criticized. I should say scrutinized. I don't want to criticize Mike McDaniel all the time. I want to put some of his decisions and some of his philosophies under scrutiny, under a microscope. Let's look at them and see if they actually work. I think that there's just such an idea around here that, oh, Mike McDaniel said it's going to work. Look, they scored 70 against Denver. It works. It doesn't work. It doesn't work against the good teams. And I think that we should look at that. We should look at the whys of that. And that was kind of the idea of the column, is that, okay, Mike McDaniel does have all these progressive ideas, and kind of at the start of it is, we want to win Super Bowls around here. We want to work hard, but we're going to kind of leave it up to the players as to what working hard means. We're not going to lean on you like Don Shula or Pat Riley might have. You tell us what working hard means, and we trust your definition of that. And you haven't won a playoff game with all this talent. Yeah. Flow was going to tell you what hard work is. McDaniel leaves it up to the players.
Different style, for sure. But I got to tell you, Perk.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You have to admit, Mike McDaniel has done some really good things. A lot of the dysfunction over there that's been there for a long time is gone because of his style. I'm just telling you, chemistry, culture, everybody on the same page. Now, we'll find out if his style works and this is another big year for Mike, obviously, and stuff. But he has cleaned up. I think the backstabbing and a lot of the other stuff, he has wiped out of that building. It's a feel-good. I think the defensive coordinators, I can't wait. I know you've written about this too. I think he's going to do a really good job, but I think Mike gets a lot of credit. But I do understand Mike's here. At the end of the day, it's about winning games. At the end of the day, how you going to do against Jacksonville, then Buffalo, and then here we go, right?
Yep, 100%. And look, I said in that column, I prefer Mike McDaniel's style. I've had coaches and I've had bosses. When I was at the Dallas Morning News, Joe, my boss, Dave Smith, was a legend, a legendary editor. He was like a Nick Saban or Don Shula of sports editors, but he was a Marine, and his number two, Bob Yates, was in the Army, and they would literally just dress you down right there in front of the newsroom. Everybody sitting there listening, and if you didn't defend yourself, you were going to become their whipping boy, and they were going to continue to do it. I do not like that style. I prefer the Mike McDaniel style. But they got results at the Dallas Morning News. It was one of the best sports sections in the nation. And so that's kind of the contrast that I see. Look, the Pat Riley, Jimmy Johnson, Don Shula style, that would not work nowadays. We all agree with that. Players are different. The league is different. Respect for people is different. But I got to say, I got to see some better results out of this Mike McDaniel method.
Well, I got to tell you, man, this has been some good stuff, Perk. My God, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's an interesting one, and I'm wondering what the reaction is. Because, nobody ever admits that they read or see anything, but all of a sudden, Chris Greer says, he and Mike apparently are sitting there having a little breakfast, drinking some coffee together and going, man, those guys, they make me laugh. What are they worried about?
Exactly. So, you know what? And Joe, whether they actually read it or not, they become aware of it. Either wife tells them or somebody in the building tells them
and
or
the
their
group,
agent
yeah.
tells them. Right, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, they're aware. They're aware. So,
well,
yeah. And this is, Joe, look, this is a fascinating team. This is on so many levels. This is my 25th year in pro locker rooms covering pro sports. This is one of the most fascinating teams that I've ever covered. Truly good guys. Like, maybe the best collection of human beings that, you know, they're always smiling, always upbeat, always in a great mood. But the offshoot of that, or kind of the counter to that, there's kind of no tension. There's not that I could lose my job if I don't play well. There's not that we've got to win that kind of edge, that kind of fire in the eye thing. And I might be making too much of that, but yeah. A very chill, relaxed atmosphere. It's kind of like a Silicon Valley Google type atmosphere. I'm not sure that's going to work in the NFL, but we'll see. It's very interesting. I love Mike McDaniel and his style, but I've got to see some victories, some playoff victories.
Chris, a lot of good stuff. And by the way, we'll find out starting next Sunday, and before you know it, a couple of nights rest, and we'll be right back at on a Thursday night against the Bills, who you just can't let the Bills beat you twice a year. That's going to stop. So, Perk, thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Anytime, Joe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.